shall not fear no man but God. Though I walk through the valley of death, I'm gonna shed so many tears.
I should die before I wait.
Please die, walk with me.
Grab a nigga and take me to heaven.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with us, he's deceased. Call on the sirens, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery. Shed so many
tears. Welcome in to another edition of Dope Takes. I'm Damien.
And it's your boy True Juice sitting up in here. What's up with it, bro?
It's so many tears across the world right now, bro. So many tears. You know who crying right now?
Who's crying?
Giselle Maxine. That's who crying right now. They gave her a dub, bro. A dub while her boy got off on her.
Epstein. You know, that's Epstein chick.
Right.
If you didn't know.
Right. Yeah, they gave her a dub, bro. 20 years. She crying on that one.
Well, don't do the crime. Can't do the time.
Talking to Dub, though, bro. That's a lot. Woo.
Well, what they was doing was a lot.
Man, bro. You know, what's been up, man? I mean, last time we had a show, you know, it's been a lot. You know, you went out to Chi-Town.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You made it. You survived.
Of course.
I mean, you listen to Republicans, all they talk about is, hey, it's a lot of shootings, you know, all them shootings
it's
and killing.
A lot of shootings, but it was peaceful. Went down there before Father's Day. Went to Washington Park. We kicked it hard. No shooting, no fights, no nothing. It was real peaceful. We had a real good time. Then I took my daughter around the city. We went downtown about 4 days. And that was a lot of parking and a lot of expensive stuff that happens downtown. But she had fun. She got a chance to see the city. And she shouldn't actually go back no time soon.
So, you know, my new job, I deal with a lot of convenience stores and stuff like that. How are they convenience stores? Are they bulletproof down or are they more like our stores? Because I know, like, in New York.
Nah, you got the bulletproof glass. The windows up. Man, I mean, well, we got stores here in Houston that's like that. You go to Third Ward and you go to Sunnyside, you go to Fifth Ward, you see that?
No. I've seen bulletproof glass in front of the register. I'm talking about the whole store is bulletproof.
No.
Man, look at that's how it was in New York. That's why I was like, damn, they talk bad about Chicago.
They got some
all
windows. I mean, they got some people that got windows that's bulletproof, but, I mean, for the most part,
You know the most irritating and most hilarious thing ever is that do you go in that convenience store and this motherfucker got about 5-inch thick glass and you're like, hey, let me get that green swisher. Blech. No motherfucker green. This one, no green motherfucker. Like, dude, that glass so thick they can't hear. Dude, I swear to God, I'm in a convenience store all the time, man. I see people getting arguments with them. You dumbass! They come out the store pissed off. He's like,
well,
you dumbass.
That's why they have the little window situation.
They don't never had a little window situation at the motherfucker.
Got the little slide thing.
Yeah, that's all they can hear for. But so you be like this under these slide things. Hey, man, give me a number 25. I hate them lottery motherfuckers, even though I like playing the lottery. Like, I play the same lottery if I play it. You know what I'm saying? Same tickets. But them lottery motherfuckers, y'all got a problem. I'm telling you right now. Be sitting there in line the whole motherfucking time looking at that motherfucking screen.
Alright. Nobody wants to hear about your lottery, man. Let's get into the topic.
No, I'm just saying. That motherfucker that got that.
Nobody cares.
You know what I'm talking about.
Nobody cares about your lottery, though. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
I get it, but nobody cares about your lottery.
Oh, screw you. Screw you. You should have took a bullet wound in Chicago, motherfucker.
I should have what? What type of shit is that to say?
You should have had something exciting, man.
So I should have took a fucking bullet? That's exciting?
Nah, I'm just playing.
You see, that's the shit. Y'all see what I deal with?
Who's taking bullet shots right now is Trump, man. That hearing come from January 6th still reeking, bro.
Yeah, you about as worse as Kendrick Perkins praying that LeBron James tears ACL in a game. What type of shit is that?
Kendrick Perkins said some shit like that.
You haven't heard?
No!
Kendrick Perkins goes on somebody's podcast or something. I think it was with J.J. Redick. And the boy said, back when he was with Boston during the conference finals, he prayed that LeBron James would test ACL so he couldn't play.
Wow.
Talking about wishing somebody's downfall. He ain't say, I wish he sprained an ankle so he couldn't play or to slow him down. Nigga, I wish you tear ACL.
Wow. Wow. That's some crazy shit. Now, you know what's crazy right now is that the Houston's draft scene is looking real great right now. You know what I'm saying? Like the draft class, and you know, we got some great players. Thank you, Orlando and Mill and Oklahoma City for doing us a favor, giving us that youngster. What's his name again?
I don't even know who he is.
Smith. Smith Jr. did.
Jabari Smith.
Jabari. Okay.
Jabari Smith Jr.
Just don't be like Jabari Parker.
Boy, that was a horrible thing. That was a letdown. But he's a dookie. I expect that from dookies.
Hey, man. So, what do you think Pablo Banchero gonna do, man?
I think Orlando.
Or should we wait till our next episode where True Juice breaks down the top rookies out of this draft that he thinks that's gonna, you know, flourish. And his top, what was it, outbreak? Breakout years, not outbreak. I don't know why I was thinking outbreak. I don't know. But like I said, stay tuned for the next episode.
Said outbreak.
You know, there's a movie called Outbreak. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. Some of them millennials, them Gen Zs, they'll never remember that shit. All right. So what we got for you guys today, we got three burning questions we're going to go through. Somebody else who's getting questioned while we're doing this podcast, Deshaun Watson, he's getting questioned by the NFL. And it's going to be big repercussions on that coming down. Turned out, somebody might be approved. But y'all stay tuned for them questions, all right? Now, free agency's coming around the corner. It'll be here for, we know it. Motherfuckers making moves. John Wall finally out of his contract.
Shout out to John Wall for finally being able to play next year. I was on the whole Free John Wall campaign last year. Every game I went to, the man would show up at the end of the first quarter, come down to the bench and street play. I said, like, damn, they are paying the man to just sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Some dirt.
Yeah, because the thing about the Rockets, GM said it best. It's like NBA purgatory just to be in the middle of the pack. If you're always in the middle of the pack, it's kind of like NBA purgatory. Yeah, you got good players, but what is it going to get you? Nothing. You have to turn that into something. So you got to be one of the best or one of the worst. And if they pick the right players, and they'll be like the Chicago Bulls, you know, and all the Clippers, you don't want to be nothing like them teams. And the Rockets have a history of picking the right players. Period.
Now, the Rockets just happen to get the right players to land.
Well, hey, it's not our fault that Stickman went to OKC.
OKC is stupid. They picked Stickman instead of Jabari Smith. That was dumb. Jay Nivey was still on the board. That was dumb.
Hey, man, they wanted the big man, man. He's 7 foot 190. He weighs about as much as I do.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, man, look, man. Kyrie Irving got that money. He got his bag. How long he's going to stay in Brooklyn, nobody knows. If they really want to, you know, and KD, if he's going to stay. But, man, I tell you right now, if them two end up leaving next year, Or they end up trading, but hey, look here, the Rockets are finna build a powerhouse off of draft picks.
it might happen.
Oh my God, dude. And look, man, as we transition into our questions, we'll talk more about it. The Deshaun Watson situation is just wild. Wow. You settled 20 out of the 24 cases? Oh, wow. I thought you was innocent. Proving my innocence. Yeah. This is something that he should have done a long time ago and been hush mouth a long time ago, man. Bro, look here, bro. But we'll ask the question and y'all debate it, you know. So let's get into it, bro. First question on the docket, bro. We're going political. Yes, we talking politics, motherfucker. Because that's what we do. Choo-choos.
Yes.
Will the Supreme Court ruling of Roe versus Wade really change abortions and how we do abortions?
I mean, at this point, yeah. It definitely changed. What do you mean? They changed it. Now it's up to the states. And with that being said, Texas,
how do you feel
won't
about
be
it?
Having no abortions here. Me, I'm totally with no abortions. This is my thing. Be responsible. Wear a condom. Don't just sleep with anybody. Oh, and if you know whoever you sleeping with sucks, you know they sorry, you know they don't take care of their kids that they have before they lay down to sleep with you, make sure they wear a condom. Be responsible. Now, the only thing I do understand abortions with is like somebody gets raped and, you know, they shouldn't have to carry no baby around that they was raped. That's just extra trauma. But other than that, hey, practice safe sex.
Say, bro. Look here, I'm gonna tell you my opinion right now, straight up. This will be every man's opinion. I don't understand you motherfuckers. Y'all act like I control shit. Straight up. If you ain't pumping out no baby, you ain't got no argument, no beef in this game. You ain't got no skin in this game, bro. This should not even be a political situation. Period. Oh, well, the child population has died down and, you know, and all that shit. What do that gotta do? It's already too many of us motherfuckers. Motherfuckers building tents in cities, man. You know what I'm saying? Cities have tents, people can't work because, you know why? The property value too high. They can't pay for it. Stuff, you know, it's wild stuff like this, and then this stuff is what we argue about. You know what I'm saying? A woman's body and how they treat his body. Hey, how about this? How about we put a they put a law in that says basically man gotta get snipped at the age of, at the age of 36 or some shit. Fold it. Motherfuckers ain't hey, you ain't signing up for that shit. You ain't signing up for that.
So you think it's right for people to just be irresponsible and kill?
Who is being irresponsible and killing babies? That like I'm
they
not
have,
much
they gonna have abortions at 3, 4, 5 months. That motherfucker have a heartbeat, bro.
Wait, who?
That's murder.
What instance that does that happen?
That happens quite a bit.
Dude, some people don't even know they're pregnant. Some women don't even know they're pregnant until about 3 months down the line.
Right. By that time, they got a heart. It's at a heartbeat. You killing somebody at that point. That's murder.
That ain't murder, bro.
What is it then?
At the end of the day,
what
bro,
is it then?
If she cannot afford to take care of it and it's not that time, then it's not that time.
Then that means
her
she should
body.
Okay,
not
guess
your
what?
Body.
That means she should have been responsible.
So it's not hurting you for actually getting involved in what this was. This was men trying to control some shit that they have no control over.
Well,
period.
They did that.
So, and that's what I got. All I gotta say. Look here. I'm with the women, but you know what's so fucked up is that I was sitting there watching the news, caught a little bit of a glimpse of the news, and they was freaking protesting in California. Dude, they're on your side. Why are you protesting in California for? What they can't do as much as they can only do. You know what I'm saying? That's Supreme Court. And they can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no more politics when the Supreme Court come down with it. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? All I know is I think a lot of women gonna be moving to California when they get pregnant. Like all of a sudden just making a trip down to California. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make that trip down to Cali. You know, Go to a Democratic city.
But
next question, next question, next question.
Confused.
Is Deshaun Watson a perv vert? And can the Texans be sued for his actions? Two-part question. So let's start off with the first one. Is Deshaun Watson a pervert?
Deshaun Watson definitely is not a pervert. He's just a man that has a sexual appetite, and he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar quite a bit. And he's settled 20 out of those, what, 22, 24 cases? So with that being said, he definitely got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and then that's the sweat jar for him because it cost him some money. And just the Texans being involved, damn right. They knew what was going on. They supplied the location. Yeah, they probably supplied the women. Look here, we all know the whole reason why all this was brought up is because my man said, hey, I don't want to be here no more.
66 masseuses.
Hey, look here. When he said, I don't want to be here no more, they said, oh, yeah? Well, we're going to expose all the dirt that's been going on. And they knew. Like I said, they probably supplied 40 of the women.
No, they got him. He got them off Instagram.
All of them?
Yeah.
And Texas knew.
And they were sliding the DMs.
Texas knew.
Yeah, they came in. Oh. The evidence is, well, they gave him an NDA to give to people. They give that to all football players. Well, they gave him a room at the Houstonian to use. Give that to all star football players. That's nothing new. That's standard.
Yeah, but they know who's coming in and out.
They standard.
They could have told him, hey, man, you got to slow your action down.
They knew
what was going on.
They did.
No, they didn't. They wouldn't come out and say that now. They knew what was going on, man.
Hey, man,
if they'd have told him to slow it down.
We know nothing. I don't know.
So, look, hold on. So, you telling me if they told him to slow it down, it wouldn't have got to 66. It wouldn't have got
66,
past.
66,
it wouldn't have got past
10. Nah, that boy was having him a ball. How that girl feel again knowing 66 masseuses that nigga done?
Hey, man.
Oh. Spraying his Royal Oats and you over here talking about my man, nigga.
That's
you
her,
ain't that man.
That's my hubby. It's gonna be hubby. Stop playing.
That man got more side chicks than the Michael Blackston.
It ain't side chicks, man. Them just hit and runs.
Man.
You not claiming the women.
Hey, pay that money, bro. But he finna actually pay costs now because the Cleveland Browns finna be without a quarterback for a year, bro.
It's COVID, yeah.
And Baker Mayfield and already said, look here, it's time to part ways. He didn't came out and said it. So,
worry about Baker.
So, hey, that's good on Texan part because we get a top pick for that. For them sucking. Thank you, Cleveland Browns, for being another dumbass organization. Because I know we... Whew. But they can't get sued, though. On my point. And Deshaun Watson is a pervert. A pervert, straight up, bro. You hitting and run on 66 different women.
Now you want to call him a pervert
because
he ain't quarterback no more.
Nah. A pervert
dude,
is a pervert, though.
Weak ass dude. I just want to let you know.
I'm just letting the folks know. He a
perv. Call him a
perv.
You wish I'd have got shot in Chicago. I mean, what type of old ass nigga is you, man?
I'm saying it like it is. The duck is a duck. When you look at a duck, it's a duck. He a pervert. He going around hitting on masseuses, every little pretty masseuse.
You don't know that man to call that man.
On Instagram.
You don't know that man to call that man a pervert.
Say, man, when you go to 66 Instagram masseuses, some of them not even probably licensed, and basically grabbing pussies like Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? You basically...
Man, they was down with that.
Dog, nah, look here, bro.
Hey, all man. Them start suing because they saw one person suing. They said, oh, hell. I had sex with them too. Let me see if I can get some bread. So they all, it was a whole domino effect, dog. Come on, man. We know how this shit go.
Hey, man. Well, he gonna have to pay for it, and his PR campaign is really ruined now. I'm gonna tell you like that right now, but it's a pervert, bro.
You pervert move, man. Straight up. You supposed to keep it classy, bro. You supposed to keep that shit out of
the way. He's a man with money. Stop playing.
Hey, that's a dumb move, though.
You done done it too, man. How old is Deshaun Watson? 24 years old, 25? Stop playing,
dog.
You
dog, done, I'm not finna be hitting on masseuses, though.
You probably would hit worse.
Dog, you don't have to be an NFL player hit on masseuses. If you want that, nigga, man, I be in Vegas, man. When y'all find me in Vegas, well, you know what? Prostitution is legal. And I can get any one of these bad bitches to come, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram that ain't masseuses. And they gonna do it just as good. You know what I'm saying? Give me a massage, baby, then. But you wanna hit on people that's trying to make it in the industry. You feel what I'm saying? Chicks that wanna make it in the industry, and then you're basically taking that professionalism and turning it into a sex drive just for your kinky needs. That's a perverted move. But if you look at it, bro, because if you look at it, if we was millionaires, we was ball players, would you, I mean, you would probably be smashing your masseuse, but this would be your personal masseuse that, you know what I'm saying, you getting, you know.
I would move a little different. I would move the way he's moving.
Exactly. But no man does that. That's a perverted move.
You can't call him a pervert. You just got to say, man, he's young. He's young and he's
dumb.
He's exploring. He's being very dumb. But he's exploring. He's living his life.
That boy Magic Johnson, it, boy.
Yes. So Magic was a perv?
Man, nah. Magic didn't do this shit.
What I'm saying is, man, somebody said they was going to sue. They saw it, and everybody started. Come on, man. I bet you it's 100 other girls that's like, man, I'm not finna do that shit because he inappropriately touched me. He ain't raped me. They not falling in line like the other motherfuckers is what I'm saying.
Man, look here, man. You did what you do, man. You gotta lay in it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta lay in it. You know.
I think they lying.
So. All right. So, last question, True Juice. You had 3 questions. Last question. If Draymond Green and Kendrick Perkins got into a fight, who would win?
I think that's because of old age. I think Draymond would probably get Kendrick now. But if he'd have called Kendrick a couple years ago, Perk would have beat Draymond little ass. But I think now, because of age and retirement, it's slow. Draymond is top shape, professional athlete.
Say, bro, them boys talking about fighting, but calling niggas names, bitches, everything. Hey, they going in. I think Perk to take him.
I think Perk got some size.
Perk got that size.
Perk
bro.
Got a lot got that of weight size.
Too. Got that weight too.
He got some weight now too.
He got that Dinka weight. Remember Dinka, huh?
Yeah, and Perk talking that talk too.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but, you know, Perk and Beaumont, man. You know what I'm saying? Point out to one of them, you know, Golden Triangle. You know what
I
saying?
Can't believe.
Man, you know,
he went on his own look. What's the name? And went off like that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
he went. Hey, the wife was like, only worth for ESPN? I was like, yeah. Like, why is he talking reckless like this? But shit, hey. He say he ain't Stephen A. I ain't apologize for
him. Yeah, he gonna get fired because that's Disney. They don't play that shit. They don't play that shit.
He gonna go to Fox.
Yeah, he gonna go to Fox. Yeah, he gonna have to go to Fox. But that's the thing is that
he let Draymond put him right out of his position with that one, dog.
Cause Draymond from the Dirty D, bro. He from the D town, bro. That bro from Michigan, bro. Them cats there, man, they gonna hit you where it hurt, bro. And you know what I'm saying?
He made a response.
Exactly.
He made a response the wrong way, though. When I saw it, I was like, whoa.
Ain't nobody gonna fire Draymond. He still playing the league, making that money.
Hell, technically, he up under what's
the name? Up under Turner, but they ain't gonna fuck with him because that's Draymond, because they let Charles do what Charles do. You know what I'm saying? You know, this generation now, man, they in a whole nother level, man. You know? These NBA players are more outspoken. All of them got their own podcast. That's what's so crazy about the shit.
See, Perk probably should have went on this podcast and did that. He might have had a better chance versus just.
Hey, man, I say duke it out. Celebrity match, man. Duke it out, man. Everybody
now,
pay
man, the seat. He let Perk get in shape to fight him.
I was going to take a lot to get that nigga in shape.
That nigga. think he might be a little determined because he ain't gonna want to get whooped by him.
Nah, that nigga one donut shot, nigga.
Straight up. But
we gonna cut it off like that. That's gonna be the end of the show. True Juice, get ready. We finna go into the top five players that True Juice think is gonna break out in the top five rookies of this next upcoming season. So you hoop heads, y'all know y'all wanna hear that next episode.
Y'all know y'all dudes. In the meantime, y'all check us out on all streaming podcasts and services, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play. You search, we're there. Dope Takes Podcast. Check us out. The numbers have been great, mate.
Yes, sir. We out.